Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk. We're so glad that you're able to tune in today. Got another exciting program like we always do. We're going to be talking about several things today that just need to be brought to your attention. And feel free to get on the phone and call your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. Let them know that Straight Talk with Stan Macklin is on the air. And we're more than glad to be able to entertain your call. Just call 347-850-1598. That's 347-850-1598. Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. And we want to be able to talk with you about a lot of things that's been going on. Sometimes you don't know how much is going on until you dive into it and you realize, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. So, we're going to be hitting it today. And Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. And I want to go in a couple of directions today because, you know, first of all, I'd like to express it's sad that there's so much hate in the world. What happened in Manchester, England, is just indescribable. And when you target young, innocent kids, I mean, a young girl, 8 years of old, a victim of that bombing, it's just uncalled for. And I just wish that there wasn't so much hate that's in the world today. It's just uncalled for. And I don't know when in the world it's going to stop. But we live in a free society. At least here in America we do. And I know you don't plan on, when you go to the store, to get carton of eggs and a dozen of eggs, some milk, and some other staple goods, you wouldn't expect a bomb to go off. Well, that's the fear those people live in, and they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have to live like that. They really shouldn't, and I don't know why, but that's the state, and it's real. It's very surreal, and so I just want to say to those terrorists who are responsible for that, that is uncalled for, and hopefully those responsible will bring you to justice for that evil act that you've done and perpetrated upon society. And my heart just goes out. It really does. It goes out to the individuals who are victims of that. Over 22 young people, lives just snatched away by an act like that. And that's just uncalled for. So I just want to register my concern on that. Also, too, I like to state that there was an official discovered that there was a noose hanging at a high school. And this high school should not have to be subject to an incident like that. That's there as well is uncalled for. And what authorities say is that a noose was found Saturday hanging from a tree on the campus of a North Carolina high school. And a CBS-affiliated WNCN in Raleigh reports that Moore County Schools officials said that the noose was discovered and removed at Union Pines High School. It was not seen on campus during the school hours. However, the noose found at a middle school, not a middle school, in Florida, Mississippi High School. This noose incident was another blow to state image. But A student on Monday admitted to making the noose out of a packing twine, but said that they merely wanted to start a conversation about suicide, district officials said. And police were alerted to the noose incident around 6:15 p.m. on Saturday after photos of it were posted on social media. But the FBI investigated possible hate crimes at American University recently, said there's been some increased awareness around teen suicide, some around the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. Might want to check that out. But we certainly have trained professionals on staff in the form of counseling, social workers, psychologists that are there to support students and their needs in terms of mental health, which may be a problem and concern with this particular student. Powers said that he doesn't believe the noose incident was racially motivated. But the symbolism is definitely speaks for itself. It really does. So I tell you, we just don't know what's this world is coming to. And, of course, we cannot leave out Mr. Trump again. Trump told the Russians that firing nut job commie erased pressure from the investigation. Well, Mr. Trump, I like to say, I don't think so. It didn't, not at all, because President Trump told Russian officials in his Oval Office this month that the firing of the FBI Director James B. Comey had relieved great pressure on him, according to a document summarizing the meeting. I just fired the head of the FBI. He was crazy. A real nut job, Mr. Trump said, according to the document, which was read to the New York Times by an American official. I faced great pressure because of Russia. Well, that's taken off. So, in his morning briefing, Mr. Trump added, I'm not under investigation. Well, Mr. Trump, I'd like to say, if you're not under investigation, what you doing firing the very head of the FBI who was investigating you and the Russians' interference in our democracy? The conversation during the May 10th meeting, the day after he fired Mr. Comey, reinforces the notion that Mr. Trump dismissed his primarily because of the Brewer's investigation into a possible collusion between his campaign and Russia operatives. Mr. Trump said that as much in one televised interview, but the House, White House has offered changing justifications for the fire. The White House document that contained Mr. Trump's comments was based on notices taken from inside the Oval Office and has been circulated as the official account of the meeting. One official read quotations to the Times, and a second official confirmed the broad outlines of the discussion. And Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, did not dispute the account. So in a statement, he said that Mr. Comey had put unnecessarily pressure on the president's ability to conduct diplomacy with Russians on matters such as Syria, Ukraine, and the Islamic State. By grandstanding and politicking and polarizing the investigation into Russia's action, James Comey created unnecessary pressure on our ability to engage and negotiate with Russia, Mr. Spicer said. The investigation would have always continued, and obviously the termination, which did happen, of Mr. Comey would not have ended it. Once again, the real story is that our national security has been undermined by the leaking of a private and highly classified conversation. The day after firing Mr. Comey, Mr. Trump hosted Russian Foreign Minister Sergei V. Lavrov in the Oval Office, along with the Russian ambassador to the United States, Sergei L. Kuznetsov. I tell you, I don't speak Russian, and I know I'm butchering up these words, but look like it's Kazakh. But the meeting ignited controversy this week when it revealed that Mr. Trump had disclosed intelligence from an Israel counterterrorism operation, which is where he's at right now in Israel. A third government official briefed on the meeting defended the president, saying Mr. Trump was using a negotiating tactic when he told Mr. Lavar about the pressure he was under. The idea, the official suggested, was to create a series of obligations with Russian officials and to coax conversation out of Mr. Lavar on Syria, Ukraine, and other issues by saying that Russian meddling in last year's election had created enormous political problems for Mr. Trump. The president had been adamant that the meddling did not alter the outcome of the race, but it had become a political opposition for his opponent. Many Democrats and some Republicans have raised alarms that the president may have tried to obstruct justice by firing Mr. Comey. And the Justice Department newly appointed special counsel, Robert S. Mueller III, who, by the way, was a former head of the FBI of 10 years, was given the authority to investigate not only potential collusion, but also related allegations, which would include obstruction of justice. The FBI investigation has bedeviled the Trump administration and the president personally. Mr. Comey publicly confirmed the existence of the investigation in March, telling Congress that its agents were investigating Russia's effort to influence the outcome of the presidential election and whether anyone in the Trump campaign had been involved. Mr. Trump had denied any collusion and called the case a waste of money and time. And it seemed that at first the White House said Mr. Trump fired Mr. Comey based on the recommendation of the Justice Department and because of Mr. Comey's handling of the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton last year. Officials said it had nothing to do with the Russian investigation. But the president undercut the argument a day later, telling NBC News, "When I decide to just do what I did, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story." So there you go again. Some of the latest from President Trump concerning the interference of the Russian in the meddling, as they supposed say, of our governmental affairs. What's your take on that? What do you think? Give us a call, 347-850-1598. Because I tell you, I lived during the Watergate era. I know what Watergate was all about. And this is no Watergate. This here is deeper than Watergate. And this has President Nixon at that time resigned. I tell you, something's going to happen. And it's just a matter of time for it to play out. It really is. And you'll see it in future broadcasts. Well, let's talk about some hot things that's going on in current events. Do you remember the dancing mom? Well, she's not really a dancer, but she drives those young girls to doing the best that they can. Yep, she too was hiding her money by not paying no taxes, and now look what has happened. She's got a year where she's going to spend in the PEN. That's right, the pen. She's going. I don't know why when people who make all this money, they should be thankful and grateful. They want to not pay taxes. If you earn it, you should pay it. It's just the way our society operates. But it's going to catch up with you sooner or later, unless you figure out a way how not to pay your taxes. But I haven't figured that way out, and I don't want it. It is, as I heard, it is illegal to evade paying taxes.
but it is not illegal to avoid paying taxes. So if you are a tax evader, it's a matter of time. They're going to catch you. I mean, they don't care. They want their money because they have obligations to take care of. So Dance Mom is not going to be dancing to the tune of Jailhouse Rock. Let's see how that goes. Also, too, how about the crazy thing that happened? You know, I used to operate a tour company. I had the privilege. Excuse me. Of taking people all over various parts of Europe and West Indies and Africa. And it never failed. Never failed. Whenever I would be leading people on tours, there was always somebody in the group that if we were going this way, they wanted to go that way. Mm-mm. You don't do that when you're in a foreign country. First of all, you're a guest. And I can remember one 67-year-old lady, she wandered away from a group. Next thing you know, we heard her screaming and hollering. Guess what? That's right. She had fallen into a ravine. We got her out and everything, but I think she learned her lesson to stick with the group. But these tours were along the coastline. And did you hear about it? The sea lion scare? Yes. This was very unfortunate. They were feeding the sea lions. And they are instructed not to do nothing like that. You don't feed those creatures. You don't do that. Why would you do something like that? And a little young girl, she sat up on the balcony, and that sea lion, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. They were throwing in white bread, and she had on a white, little white, I guess it was a dress or skirt. It was a dress. That sea lion, he stuck his head out the water, grabbed her, and pulled her down in the water. I mean, it happened so fast. I tell you. He could have just held on to her and just took her there and killed her. But at the same time that took place, one of the tourists, guy was able to take picture of the incident and jump in the water with her and get her out. I want to say to you tourists, if the signs say don't feed monkeys, don't feed the monkeys. That's right. I've been on safaris. That's right. I mean, over in Africa. That's right. And Lake Nakuru Safari. And you know we got out the truck like a crazy. That's why I'm saying it. Because sometimes you get caught up in the moment. You do crazy things. Was a fresh kill on the ground? And we were out there looking at it until the driver said, get back in this vehicle because I see over yonder, I see the lion is coming because he thinks you're trying to mess with its kill, and it's not roadkill. You'll be the roadkill, so get back into this van right now. I tell you, don't be tampering around with these monkeys and baboons and sea lions and everything. That's crazy. That little girl could have been killed. So if you see that video, I watched it over and over and over and over. That was uncalled for. And it all because they was feeding it. And those things can be aggressive. I've been in San Jose, California, where sea lions are all around them, just the rocks and shoreline and everything. Stay away from them things. I just wanted to say that. A lot of crazy things that are going on. Well, that's not the only thing that's been going on that we need to talk about. This is something that we need to really talk about because, as you know, there's graduations that are going on all around the country. And if you are a graduate, I want to give you some quick tips for success in terms of the transition. You know, a lot of people, they spend time and thousands of dollars getting that education, focusing on that career, and some of them don't know what they're going to do. Some of them are going to go to work. Others are going to continue their education. But I want to say right now, this is some tips from Straight Talk Stan. That's right. I like that. Straight Talk Stan. Some tips for you. I would say, after you graduate, first of all, get on your knees and give God the glory. Well, you say you don't pray. Well, you should pray and thank him for allowing you to make it through that accomplishment in your life. And thank him. That's right. Giving him thanks for giving you the health, the strength to get you through. Can't you remember all those 16 hours a semester or even more and cramming those, trying to get that syllabus together and everything and those research papers? And, oh, man, it was just something. I think that instead of you rushing right into something, you should take a break. That's right. Take a break. Take a break. Do something different. Reward yourself for achieving that accomplishment. Go somewhere. That's right. Go somewhere. Take a break. Do something. I remember in one of my travels over in Africa, I had met this couple that had gotten married after graduation. And as a gift for the graduation and marriage, their father gave them a year of journeying across the continent so that they could spend time binding together, learn how to deal with ups and downs in their lives and in their marriage. And his gift to them was that this trip, the two of you would never be the same before you enter into your careers and starting to have a family and things like that. I thought that was a wonderful gift. I'll never forget that. That was in Nairobi, Kenya. But I'm telling you today, take a break. Don't just rush back right into your, I got to get me a job. Yeah, you do got to get a job. You need a job. But take a break. Reward yourself. And then I think you should really sincerely seek some divine direction. Divine direction. What does that mean? That means that you're going to really look to a higher power, which is God, or the major passion or influence in your life spiritually, and ask that power, or if you have a conversation with God through prayer, ask God to guide you, to give you some direction that you can put in the right interviews. You can write applications for the right interviews, that you can make the right applications and things, and you can be like Johnny on the spot to make a difference. And when you're inviting him in your life to help you and guide you, you won't get stuck into something that you really don't like, trying to please some employer because you wanted a job. So I'm saying to you graduates out there, good job. You made an accomplishment. But you don't want to be stuck in life wondering what it is you want to do. You want to be happy. You want to be satisfied. You want to do what causes you to have your place in society making a difference. It's so important. And you can do it. You can do it. Well, I think I'm going to close out with another story. There's so many current events that are going on today. This one here is kind of humorous. You probably say, what's new? Seems like most of the things you've been talking about have been humorous. But I think this here one will really make you think because, excuse me, this is a real story. this pastor, he tried to repeat that biblical story of Peter walking on the water. This pastor tried walking on the water. And guess what? That's right. The water was filled with alligators. And as he tried to walk on the water, he got eaten by crocodiles. Come on now. I know we're to take the Bible literally, but you're not Jesus. You can get out there and go walk on the water like you want to, especially a water that's infested by crocodiles, and you'll find yourself like Jonah in the belly of a crocodile, and you ain't coming out. Nope. It's just not going to happen. Well, there's so much that's been going on. I don't know what to say, but I would say for that pastor, you was walking by sight. You was not walking by faith. And that's a bad experience to be doing something like that, walking on the water to be eaten up by crocodiles. So what can I say? Well, you have a good day, and I want you to know that whatever you're going through, don't worry about it. It's going to work out. This has been Straight Talk with Stan Macklin.